Today's daf is Kedushin daf Ayin Hey, and we are on Ayin Dalet Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. A couple lines up from the bottom, as we discuss this next Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf, Machlokes, different deos in the Tanoim about Isur and Lavo Bako. What exactly was the pshat of that first line of the Gemara? We had a couple of opinions. So now we're on Tanu Rabbanan towards the bottom of the Amid, continuing our discussion of Yuchasin. Tanu Rabbanan, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, Ger Amoni U'Moavi, Mitzri V'Adomi, Kusi U'Nasin, Chalal U'Mamzer. All of these psule kahal. What is the chiddush of the brisa that the Tosefta is telling us here? The chiddush is that what is the age, the minimum age for a halachic maisabiyah in order to passel the woman involved. So, 9 years old, as the Gemara says, of all of these people who are passel lavo bakahal. Cholol is obviously not the total kahal, but at least the kahal of Kohanim. Sheba'u al ha-kohenes, v'al ha-leviya, v'al bas Yisrael, psaluha. In all these cases, if the maisabiyah takes place after 9 years old, so then the she becomes nifselas. Nifselas for what? Rashi says two things. Number one, l'kohenes min ha-truma. If she is a bas kohen, she can no longer eat truma because she's nival al-pasola. U min ha-kahuna. And also, she can no longer marry a kohen if she is interested. Levia v'Yisraelis minanasi ola kohen. That's psalua in terms of truma and in terms of kahuna. What exactly is the definition of nivala lapasala? So we discussed this a couple of days ago, but just to mention it again, there is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos on Daf Samach Aleph. The question is whether you take Rashi seriously or not. Rashi there and Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemara there, the Mishnah there, discusses what is the definition of a zona. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, who is a Kohen Hed Yod allowed to marry, Lo Yisa Islandis, Elam Ken Yish Lo Yishu Ubanim, and then the Gemara, the Chachamim Orim, Ein Zona Ella, or the question is whether an Islandis is considered a Zona or not. But the Chachamim there say, and we all like the Chachamim, Ein Zona Ella Halachigli. What is, who is a Zona that a Kohen is not allowed to marry? Ella Giores, Umeshachreres. So that we've had already. We already had yesterday the machlokas. What about a gioris less than 3 years old? We also pass in lechumra there. Gioris umushachweres vishenivala bi'ilas znus. And any woman who had a bi'ilas znus. So what does that mean, bi'ilas znus? If you look at Rashi on the Mishnah there, kigon yisraelis hanivelas lapasola. A yisraelis who's nivelas to someone who is pasol to her. That sounds very inclusive. Is that even including chayve lavin? There's also a pasola. Right, she's not allowed to marry. That's all Rashi says. Yisraelis hanivelas l'pasola. Tosfos there assumes that Rashi includes Chayv Lavin, and that's why Tosfos argues. Pirish Bekundrus Yisraelis shenivelas l'pasola. The EF Shalomar came to be Chayv Lavin the Tapsi Bakidushin lo avizona. Chayv Lavin do not make her a zona. So Tosfos says Ela me Chayv Krisus kidepirish beha choleitz. As I explained elsewhere in Yevamis, that is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And the Gilgamesh Hashas there says, look at another Tosfos, but those are the two days, machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What is the definition of a zona who is nivala l'pasula? The Rambam, this we mentioned a couple of days ago, has a third opinion, right? He adds in one unique factor having to do with the issue of chalal. Remember, Perak Yud Ches of Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Mipi Hashmua Lamadnu, Shazona Ha'amura Batora. He calls She'ena Bas Yisrael. Number one, Eina Bas Yisrael, that means Giores and Meshachreres, or Goya. O Bas Yisrael, She'nivalola Adam, She'hi Asura Li'inasilo, Iser Hashave Bako. The Rambam seems to have the more inclusive, like Rashi, right? Any Isser Hashave Bako. But so what does that include? It can't be an Isser that's only on the Kohanim. Has to be any Isser Hashave Bako, like the ones listed here. Oh, and then the Rambam adds, Shenivala L'chalo, Afa Pishihu Muteres L'hinaselo. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Nivala Achalal, who is Boel A Bas Yisrael. Even though the, or even a Bas Kohen, right? Achalal can marry a Bas Kohen. Afa Pishihu Muteres L'hinaselo. V'chula, and the Rambam continues, but the Rabbi asks on that, Les nulani klali, shein zona elame chayvi krisus, o migoy ve'evet shein bohem kiddushin. V'chulu, so again, the Rabbi argues like Tosfos does, how could they be more inclusive? So, Rashi and the Rambam versus Tosfos, the Rambam adds in the extra point with chalal, where it can even be a bias heter, and she could turn into a halachic zona. Reb Chaim on that Rambam discusses that extra point as we have mentioned. Okay. These are all, I'm sorry, the question is what, Sorry, what?
This here.
In terms of mamzerim and affecting, this might be where Rashi gets it from. But Tosfos does not think that the halachic status of a zona. What is that of a zona? This just says that she's nifselis from truma and kahuna. So it might be a different definition than having the status of a zona. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer. But right, you're right. This could be where Rashi and the Rambam get it from. If they assume this translates into being a zona. Vaita, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shezaro pasul posel, v'chol she'ein zaro pasul eino posel. Second day, says Rabbi Yossi, anyone whose children are pasul, so they pasul the isha during the Maisa Biyah. V'chol she'ein zaro pasul eino posel. There is a reflection of the status of the children and the mother, and therefore, if the children are pasul, then the mother is nifselis, and if the children are not, then the mother is not nifselis. So we'll have to see exactly who is included in that. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, a third opinion which seems very similar to the second opinion, but we'll see what the difference is. Kol she'atanose bito, atanose almanoso. Whoever, who are you, a Kohen, can marry their daughter, so you can also marry their widow. Meaning again, a connection between the child and the mother. And if you cannot marry their daughter, you cannot marry their amana, which sounds very similar to the second day, which was child affecting, reflecting the mother. So first we'll talk about what's the difference between 1 and 2, and then 2 and 3. My ika ben tanakama uvein Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Tanakama just listed off all of these psule kahal that are Boel a Kohenes Levi of Yisraelis, so Pasalua. So how is that different than Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri, and these are fascinating. The Gemara comes up with unique nafkaminas that could fit between each of the Shitas. Mitzri Sheni Ikebenayu. Why? What's a Mitzri Sheni? Mitzri Sheni is asur for a regular Jew to marry. But their child is okay to marry, right? That's Mitzri Shlishi. Banim Ashe Yivaldu Lahem Dar Shlishi Yavolem Bikal Hashem. So, right, what is Rabbi Yossi Svara? If the Zaro is Pasul, she's Nifselis. But here the Zaro is not Pasul. So she's not Nifselis, according to the first second day. So here we go. Vishneim Lo Lamdu Elami Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. And both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi would learn it out, comparing it, Kohen Gadol and Amana. The Tanakama Savar Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. The Tanakama holds. And a Kohen Gadol with an Amana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. She Bi'aso Ba'avera Uposel Ba. That's an Isser Da'araisa. Kohen Gadol and Amana. And that Isser Da'araisa has children, changes her status. She becomes Nifseles. Of course, she'll be also Ba'avera Uposel. So to every Maisa Bia that's Ba'avera, posels her, and she is Nifseles. So that's the Tanakama Shita. And that's why in this case of Mitzri Sheni, being with a Bas Yisrael, she would be Nifselis. For Rabbi Yossi, Savar, no. Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Ba Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, Shezaro Pasul Uposel. Of course, Shezaro Pasul Posel. So to anyone whose children are Nifselis. La Fuki Mitzri Sheni, Shein Zaro Pasul. This is the fascinating, unique case of the Bia is Asura, but the child's not going to be Asura. That's going to be a Mitzri Shlishi. Mitzri Shlishi is Mutter. Damar Krab, Animashi, Valdulahem, Dar Shlishi, Yavolahem, Bikahal Hashem. So that is the difference between Shita number 1 and Shita number 2. Stop there for a moment. The Gemara sounds like a Mitzri Shlishi. Could a Mitzri, let's say it's a Mitzris Shlishi, could she marry a Kohen? Could a Mitzris Shlishi marry a Kohen? Sounds like here, yes. Sounds like that she's Kshera. That's the Pashtus. The problem is, the Rishonim here ask that there's a Gemara in Yevamis, Tafayin Zayin, where it's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas Amoram. So how could the Gemara here just assume that, like, one of the Shitas? So you could say, oh, this Gemara is assuming, like, the Shita that we pass in, like, over there, Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Ritva here says. We pass in, like, Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara is assuming that way. The problem then the Ritva asks, though, is the Gemara there gives a different source for Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Machlokas there, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And the Gemara there quotes a source, and that's different than the source here, where they both learned it out from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. So, how does the Gemara do that? Says the Gemara, so he quotes, let's do that second day at first, meaning assuming that our Gemara is saying that Kshera Likahuna, which is a Machlokes, so how could that, Va'al Tatama, says the Ritva, to ha'ai shak levetariya, to ha'chad Rabbi Yochanani. Right, a du'ula talmid idazla b'shitasi, and ula, Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, follows this. So that's why it assumes like that day, even though it's a machlokas elsewhere. V'chi tema, it's a different source, so the Ritva has a yesod. V'ikala meimar, d'mishum d'pashitasam b'perek ha'arel, d'loshani lan bin kahal yisrael l'kal kuna b'ha. Once the Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who the Gemara is assuming like, Lamaisa, there's no difference between Kohen and Yisrael, Ubito Ksheira Bishtehen Bishave, and Mitzris Shlishi is mutter to both of them. Lo Chosh Talmuda Hacha Liverure Milsa. Vinakat Lehaikra de Pashit, Vidichvasa Bitalmuda. Says the Ritva, sometimes the Gemara will quote the wrong makar. A different makar, because it fits in nicely to a pasuk, and it fits in nicely to the discussion the Gemara is having here, even though Be'emes, the source for the machlokes in the locus classicus, as we might say, in the main sugya over there in Yavamis, quotes a different source. The Ritva says sometimes there's a flexibility. The Kesef Mishnah writes this one or two places on the Rambam. Sometimes the Rambam will quote a different source than the Gemara or than the Medrash because it's smoother. You know, the Rambam's not arguing, but it's possible that he will quote a different source. That's one understanding of the Gemara. You could also say the Ritva first quotes the day of the Raven, who says, our Gemara doesn't have to be saying across the board that she's totally muteris, right, for all regards, for all halachas, even though it sounds that way. But he quotes, Pirush Arayvitzal, Delav Lameimra She'ein Zaro Pasol Klal Afilu Likahuna, because look in Yavamis, Reish Lakish says, Mitzri She'ini Bebas Yisrael Bito Psula Likahuna, Elavade Dahachi Achi Kamar, She'ein Zaro Pasol Kamohu, De'ihu Pasol Afilu Likahal Yisrael, Ubitu Ein Psula El Likahuna Bilvad. Right, it's just a relative, that the child is not as puzzle as the father was. The father, the Mitzri Sheni, was psula to all Kahal Yisrael, and the daughter is kosher to a Yisrael, but not kosher to a Kohen. So it's all just a relative term. But either way, the Ritva had that important yesod here. So that's the difference, back to the Gemara, between Shita number one, Tanakama, and Shita number two, Rabbi Yossi. The difference is, does a Mitzri Sheni puzzle the woman that he is with? It's an Isser Daraisa. It's Isser. It's at least an Isser Asay. But Nima Sheivodu Lahem. Right? Dar Shlishi can come in. Viter. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. What about the third day and the second? Kol Sha Tanose Bito on the Tanose Almanoso. V'chol Sheyet Tanose Bito, Nosi Es Bito, Yet Tanose Almanoso. Whoever you can marry their daughter, you can marry their Almana. The Almana, the mother, is not Nifselas. And if you can't, you can't. So even before looking at the Gemara. So, what's the difference between the two dais? The second dais says if you can't marry their child. The third dais says you can't marry their daughter. Which halacha is there in the world that has a difference between a girl and a boy regarding Hilchas Yichus? Right, that's the nafkamina that we're going to have to find, and there's only one halacha like that. There's a difference between the males and the females. So, my ika bein Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amarula, ger amoni umoavi ika bein ayu. Ammon and Moav, as we know, that Ammon and Moav, only Ammoni velo Ammonis, Moav velo Moavis, so there, it's the boys that are going to be Nifseles, some of the Zera, but not all. You can marry their daughter, that's going to be the Nafkamina. Vishneim lo lamdua elami koen gadol ba'almana. Again, they both learn it from there. Derev Yossi Savar. Rabbi Yosi holds ki kohen gadol ba'almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana. Shezaro pasul uposel. A kohen gadol ba'almana has children who are pasul, chalal, and posel, and therefore the kohen gadol pasuls the almana, the woman. Av kol shezaro pasul. So to anyone who has problems with their zera, some of the zera at least are tainted, so then that pasuls the mother. Rav Shimon Gamliel, kohen gadol ba'almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana shekol zera pasul. A kohen gadol ba'almana, all of their zera is pasul. Nifseles avkol shekol zera pasul. So to anyone is compared whose their all zera is pasul, that would pasul the mother. Afilo nekevos lafuki ger amoni umoavi dinekevos havikshiros lavo bakol. Excluding ger and amon and moav. So if a ger amoni umoavi lives with a woman, so machlokes between day number two and day number three, whether she is Nifselis. To Amar Mar, Amoni velo Amonis, Moavi velo Moavis. Stop there for a moment or two. So the main sugya of Amodi v'lo Amon as well as Moavis is in Yevamis. If you remember the story, David HaMelech, or he wasn't the Melech there yet. David was little David, and he came to the battlefield, and he slay the giant Goliath, and all of a sudden Shaul is looking from the side and is wondering, who is that? Who is that boy who did that? So they tell him they're about to tell him who it was, but before that, says the guards to, he asked the people around him, is he right to be the king? Okay, he's unbelievable. So, Doeg HaAdomi, one of those great Baali Lashon Hara, Amalei Doeg HaAdomi, Acha Tamashel Alav Im Hagun Hula Malchusim Lav, Sha'al Alav Im Roy Lavo Bakalim Lav. Forget asking whether he could be the king. Why don't you ask whether he could be Jewish, whether he can marry into the Kahal Yisrael? My time at the Kaasi Mirus HaMoaviyah. Right, his ancestor is Rus HaMoaviyah. Even though all of his brothers are here fighting the battlefield, they didn't ask the kashas about Eliav and all his older brothers. But right now, it's Shayach. Amar le Avner, and Avner stands up to General Tanina. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. It's only the men. And Doeg is causing trouble. Doeg says what? Only all Kahal are only the men. Amar le Elmeata, Mamzer v'lo Mamzeres. Mitzri v'lo Mitzris. So the answer given is that no. The Avner answer is here there's a reason why generally the women are always included in the Isser. Here, it's only specifically because the Torah gives a reason. Taima mefarish b'kra, ala shelo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. They didn't bring you bread and water when you went out and when you were traveling in the desert. Darko shalish l'kadim, alo darko shalish l'kadim. Right, the men are the ones that should have brought out. They're the ones that this reflects badly on them and not the women. That's why the Ramban there in Ki Seitse quotes that this pasuk is the makor in the Torah for one of them for Hakaras HaTov and not being kafui tova, because that was the evil trait about Ammon and Moab. Wasn't Dafka that they didn't come out, or none of the other nations came out, but they should have come out. Ammon and Moab should have come out because they should have had Hakaras HaTov for Avram Avinu, right? Way back when, they're only here because of Avram Avinu. Says the Ramban, Hanira Eli. This is in Kiseitze. Ki akasev hirchik shnei ha'achim ha'ele shahayu gemule chesed me'Avraham. They received chesed from Avraham. Shehitzil avihem v'imam min acherev ashvi. He saved their forefather and their mother from the cherev and from the, right, from the shvi, right? He saved them. Ubizchuto, right? He saved Lot. Ubizchuto shalcham Hashem mitocha afecha. And because of Avram's chus, that's the only reason that Lot and his daughters were saved. V'hayu chayavin la'asos tova im Yisrael. Basic gratitude. V'heim asu imahim ra'a. And they did the opposite. 2 points. Ha'echa sachar alav Bilam ben Ba'ar. V'heim ha'mo'avim. They hired Bilam to curse the Jews. V'ha'echa lo kidei meso b'lechem u'v'mayim asher karvu l'mulo. K'mo shekasuv, as it says, ata over ayim esgol mo'av es'ar v'karavtu l'mul b'nei Amon v'chulu. And the pasuk says, Don't go near them, because this midah of lack of gratitude is ingrained, right? It's the exact opposite of what we are called, Yehudim, Hapam Ode Es Hashem. Hakaras HaTov is a reflection of the fact that I realize that I'm not the center of the world, I need others, that's what we're all about. And that's why Avner says on the battlefield to Doeg, stop it, right? Amon velo Amonis is different than all the others. And he continues and argues until finally Asael, or Amasa, right? Amasa stands up and says that I'm taking the law into my own hands. Malame shachar chagar charbo ki Yishmael v'yomar. Call me sheino shomei halachazu yitokeh b'cherev. I'm going to kill anyone who argues with this mesora. Kach mekubali mebeis dino shal Shmuel haramasi. I have a mesora from Shmuel Anavi. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. I have that mesora. And the Ben Yoyada says there, a Kabbalah from and a mesora from Shmuel Anavi is better than any svar that you could come up with. So that's there was a controversy at the beginning, but then the halacha was handed down, and that's why only the women are excluded in this regard. And we discussed a couple of days ago, if you remember, why did this have to be? Why did there have to be any controversy in David HaMelech's past? Why didn't he have the most lineage, the best lineage? So we gave a couple of pshatim then from the Shemi Shmuel and from the Emavan and Smecha. Maybe just add on one more that we didn't mention then, right? What do we have so far? Now, maybe Kabbalistically, the prosecuting forces, you know, it needs to be hidden from them. Like we said then. Number one. Number two, we also meant that was the Shemi Shmuel. Then we also mentioned then that that was from the Eman Barim Smecha. The Shemi Shmuel was that mentioned that maybe David needed a little non-Jewish blood in him, right, in order to be a good king. Because it's not natural for a Jew to rule over his fellow Jew. Right, where Rachman and Baishan and Gomel Chasadim. That's why Shaul was not a successful king. David HaMelech had a little Moabite blood, Klipa de Moab, says the Shemi Shmuel, that's why he was able to be successful, to balance that with, obviously, everything that David HaMelech was from Yehuda. Just another idea, the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni in Parshas Shmos, I think it is. Parshas Shmos, the Chizkuni in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis discusses, it could be later on, mentions, isn't it fascinating, quoting the Gemara in Yuma, isn't it fascinating that Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was a relationship that later became Asa Daraisa? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was an aunt and a nephew. Right? Yocheved was the nephew, was the aunt of Amram. Right? Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, and Amram was the grandson of Levi. So it was an aunt and a nephew. How could that be? It was later became Asur. Okay, halachically, they didn't have the Torah yet. But how could it be? So the Gemara in Yuma says that a great leader has a kupushal shratzim nitzlin alav. A great leader always has something to hide so that keeps him in check. So the power doesn't go to his head, right? So many times in life, Rachman al-Islam, we see power corrupting. So, as the Gemara says, it's always good to maybe not have the perfect background so that you always remember, you know, me'ayin bata, right? So maybe here too, by David HaMelech, me'ayin bata, he came from Moab, came from all these other roots. So, putting together everything we've done the past couple of days, three ideas behind David HaMelech's murky lineage. Okay, let's continue now. Third to last skinny line. Amar Rav Chisda. Hakol modim ba'almanas Isa shepsula l'kahuna. Everyone agrees by an almanas Isa, an almana of dough, she is psula l'kahuna. Everyone, meaning all the dayas, all the tanan that we just quoted. What is almanas Isa? So this is a major ksubis topic. In the first parak, right, daf yudala, that's where all the shitas are, and some of them are repeated here too. Almanas Isa is some type of case that the Gemara in a few minutes will call a svek sveka, a double doubt regarding who this woman is married to. What's the double doubt? So a couple of dayas, Rashi. Rashi says there was a woman who married a safek chalal. Meaning, there was a man who her husband threw a get to her. Safek karov lo, safek karov la. We're not sure if it was closer to him or her, meaning whether she's divorced or not, and then her husband drops dead. So, safek grusha, safek almana. Then this woman goes and marries a kohen. That child is a safek chalal, because we don't know if the mother was an almana and then he's okay, or if she was a grusha and he's not okay. Safek chalal. So now a woman goes and marries this safek chalal. Says Rashi in Ksubis, that's the case of Almanas Isa. And that's what's called a sex feka. One second, ask Tosfos, ask all their other Rishonim. Why is that called a sex feka? There's only one safek. Safek chalal. How is that a sex feka? Says Rashi, it's a chiddush, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says it here too. Svek lemuti amanas isa. Rashi says to hold the atanose bito shema chalalu v'cholu svek sveka ba'ala haya safek v'hi ba'a mikocho lihi pasel. Rashi is saying here that this type of sex fake is different than how sex fake is normally used. Sex fake is normally used as a double doubt. You have two questions here. No, it's only one question. But it's called a sex faker because it is a secondary suffix. It's not a suffix about her husband. That was the ikr suffix, suffix chalal. But now the question's about her status. That's what Rashi calls sex faker, a secondary suffix, not like sex faker is used in Kalatara Kula. Right? That's similar, like the Pnei Yeshua says here. It's ke'ain sex faker. It's not really how the Gemara usually uses sex seika, but it's Cain. Rashi is more explicit in Ksubis in the first parak. But that's Rashi. Bali Tosfos and Rashi himself there gives a different shot. Bali Tosva say, what's the case of Amanas Isa? Where you have a Suffolk Chalal that got mixed up in a family, meaning you're not sure. Yeah, let's say this case of the guy whose mother was a Suffolk Gush Suffolk Amana. He got mixed up in the family, and a woman marries someone from this family, and you're not sure if he's the Suffolk Chalal or not. So that's a Svek Sveka. Is this the person, is this man the person who was a Suffolk Chalal? And even if he is, maybe he's not a Chalal. So that's a Svek Sveka. Right, that's the case that Tosva says, right? That's the case Suffolk, right? You have a Mishpacha, Shenitzma Bachalo, right? There's a Suffolk in there. And there are other days to explain also, but it's some type of either Mamisha Svek Sveka or similar to a Svek Sveka. So with that background, what does Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda says that all of the Tanam that we just mentioned will say that she's Nifselas LeKahuna, right? Who was the most limited one? Most limited one was the third one. Only if you can't marry their daughter. So here you can't marry the daughter, because the daughter is at least a Suffolk Chalala. So all of them would agree in this case that the child will be Nifselas and the mother. So Man Meiko Bahani Tanoi, who was the most Meiko of the previous Tanoim? Rav Shimon Gamliel. Vikalar, and he said, Kol Shatanosi Bito Atanosi Amanaso. Vikol Shiatanosi Bito Iatanosi Amanaso. Lemute Mai. So who is that excluding? Who can't you marry? Lemute Amanasisa Shipsula Lakahuna. So this case would be something that all three opinions, even the most Meiko Shita, would passel. And is what's Rav Chisda's chiddush? Is there anyone out there that would say it's mutter? Yes, lafuke midahani tanoi ditznan. The Mishnah says in idios, as you would have guessed because of the first word. Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, amalamanas Isa shekshera lekahuna. Wow. So they say this daughter would be kshera lekahuna. Why? My taima have a svek sveka, the svek sveka lekula. Svek sveka. So this is the problem that Baalei Tosfos have on Rashi. If it's not really svek sveka, it's just kain svek sveka. It's a secondary suffix. It's about her and not him. We shouldn't apply the general principle of svek sveka lekula. Savi derayza lechumra svek sveka lekula. So that's the problem with Rashi Shita. Exactly why the Gemara seems to apply the general principle of Svek Sveka Lekula if it's not the classic case of Svek Sveka. Okay, problem with Rashi Shita. But the other Rishonim say this is a Svek Sveka and therefore we would go Lekula. There is, though, a problem even with Tosfos. Tosfos is, what did Tosfos' Shita of Amanas Isa? Well, again, what was that? You have a Suffolk Chalal and she married somebody in the family and you're not sure if he's the Suffolk Chalal or not. So that's what's called Suffolk Echad Beguf, Suffolk Echad B'Ta'arobes. Again, now we're getting into deep Svek Sveka questions. Svek Sveka is a double doubt, right? You're not sure about two things. But there are many different rules and regulations about the two Svekos. So one question is, what if there are two different types of Svekos? Like here, one Suffolk is about his status. Even if you knew who the Suffolk was, you look at him and say, is he a Chalal or not? That's called Suffolk Echad Beguf. But then you have a question, Suffolk Echad B'Ta'arobes. You have, out of the mixture of the family, is this the guy? Right, that's Suffolk Echad B'Guf, Suffolk Echad B'Ta'arobes. Is that called Svek Sveka? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kufyud, which is everything you want to know about Svek Sveka and more, right? Simin Kufyud, all the Shach, all the postgame have Klali, Svek Sveka, a lot here. You should have a Masechta called Svek Sveka. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch there says, in Kuf Yud Sif Tes, Suffolk Trefa Shenis Arev Ba'acheros. That's exactly our case. Right? You have a Suffolk Trefa, an egg, let's say, Shenis Arev Ba'acheros, Kulon Asuros. Imhu midvarm ha-mispatzlim. Why? Shekiva and shesafek harishon hoya begufo. Ein lahatiro misvek sveka. Boom. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is against the Tosfos. If you say that's the case here. Sofek echa beguf, sofek echa b'tarovis. And the Ramah there even agrees, but just gives a different reason. The Shulchan Aruch says the reason is because Sofek echa beguf, sofek echa b'tarovis. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, also there, the Suffolk Shrefa should not be batel, the Yeshomer Matam, the Usser, Ho of a Suffolk who Isser de Oraisa, Lo Nucha Lomer, Od Suffolk, She'en Kan Isser, Rakshasar Bacherim. You don't say the Svek Sveka if the first Isser is de Oraisa. Okay? Another Svara given by the Ramah. That also could be a problem here, because we're talking about an Isser de Oraisa. But either way, that's the issue of Tosfos. Suffolk Echa Beguf, Suffolk Echa B'Ta'arovas. How do you answer? How do you answer that? If that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So there are various suggestions given how to solve the problem. The Yom Shel Shlomo says maybe Dafka here it's Lakula because it's talking about Yichus. You know what the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Not kosher, Trefa, Nevela, but maybe Yichus we know already from our Perek. You have more Kulas when it comes to Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk, the Elyonovi is going to be Matir, right? So there are kulas by Yichus more than you have by other cases. So maybe that's how this case could be more lakula. Or the Makneh says maybe the difference is here is that they're chal bebas achas. If they're chal bebas achas, so then even Suffolk Echad Beguf Zachar Betaroas. What do you mean bas achas? When the woman marries this guy, she is having those sfeikas hit her halachically at the same exact moment. Even though you're right, there's a suffik chalal, and then he gets mixed into his family. But regarding her, she marries the guy to the same moment. Says the Makna here, maybe if the sfeikas are chal babas achas, then even suffik echa b'guf zachar b'tarovas. Again, there's a lot about svek sveika. At the end of the shiur, if we have time, maybe we'll mention the different approaches, why classic svek sveika is lakula, all the different days, three different approaches in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Okay, but for now, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Vadon bevadon mutter. So the Mishnah said, in the quote of the day of Rebbe Eliezer, or Rebbe Elazar, that, no, it's not mutter for all mamzer, shtuki, asufis to marry each other. Only vadai. Vade mamzerim, a mamzer and a mamzeris can marry each other. But a mamzer and a shtuki and a sufi, all of those are usher to marry each other, because one might be kosher, one might not be kosher. Am Rebbe Yehuda Marav, halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer. Rav says the halacha is like a balazar. Kamrita kami de Shmuel. Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. So he repeated a lot of Rav's teachings to Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda quoted Rav, halacha is like a balazar, and Kamrita kami de Shmuel. And when I went to Shmuel, Omarli, he said to me, Hillel shone asara yuchzen ala mibavel. Hillel taught us that there were 10 levels of Yichus, like we had in the first mission of the Perek. V'kulan mutarim lavo zebazeh. And they could all marry each other. V'yat amart halacha Rebbe Elazar. And you're saying halacha like Rebbe Elazar. Meaning Shmuel says, no, we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar. Rashi and Tosas both point out that the line from Hillel here can't be literal. It can't be kulan mutarim lavo zebazeh. All 10. Meaning a Kohen can marry a Mamzeris. Right, or Chalal, Shtuki. So it's not literal. It just means kulam mutarim lavo zebazeh. Rashi says it means all of the psulim can marry within each other. Right, that's what it means. Or Tosa says all of them can marry their own type. But either way, it's against Rebbe Elazar. Because let's say, even the more limited Tosa's Shita says an Asufi can marry an Asufi, and a Shtuki can marry a Shtuki, which is against Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says any Suffolk can't marry any Suffolk. So either way, Shmuel says we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar. So it's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, V'rami derava derav v'rami deshmuel deshmuel. We have a problem, astira both in Rav and Shmuel from the following. What we just have, a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about whether we pass on the Gerba Lazar by mamzer and shtuki v'chulus. What about the following machlokas? De'itmar, arusa she'ibra. There is a woman who is an arusa and all of a sudden she's pregnant. And you don't know who made her pregnant. I remember the days of old, 12 months between Erisin and Yisuin. Rav Amar, Havlad Mamzer. Rav says, you don't know who it is. If it was from her Arus, then everything's good. If it's from anybody else in the world, any other Jew in the world, Mamzer. So Havlad Mamzer, Vushmul Amar, Havlad Shtuki. Rav says the Vlad is a Mamzer, and the Shmuel says, no, the Vlad is a Suffolk Mamzer. Right, Shtuki. Rav Amar, Havlad Mamzer, Umutur Bimamzeres. Rav says, even though you're not sure it's a Suffolk, you treat it like a Vadai. Mutar b'mamzeres, which is the stira, because Rav earlier said that halacha is like Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Lazar says, no, Vadai and Vadai, but Suffolk and Vadai can't marry. So you see, you don't treat the Suffolk like a Vadai. So that's a stira in Rav. Ushmol amar vlad shtuki v'yasim b'mamzeres. No, the Suffolk is Suffolk, Vadai is Vadai. So that's the stira between Rav and Rav, and Shmuel and Shmuel. So the Gemara's first answer, always easy, eifach. Right, switch it. Rav amar vlad shtuki, Shmuel amar vlad mamzer. Good. Tarti lamali. So, if that's true, fine, you switched it. So now everything works out. But what do you need if it's the same machlokas, both by our case of mamzer shtuki asufi and that case of arusa she'ibra? What do you need both machlokos for. So tzricha, you need both. De'i itmar baha, but if you only had our case, where they argue about the mamzer, whether Allah is like a balazar or not, baha ka'amar rav, maybe their rav says that Allah is like a balazar, meaning you don't treat a subject like a vadai, mishub derov k'sher netzlo. Because most people in the world are kosher. So there's a good chance that the person's not a mamzer. Aval hasam, but over there by the arusa case, derov psula metzla, most of the world are pasul. Most of the world are going to make mamzerim. Why? Every other Jew in the world, besides her arus, is going to make a mamzer. Right? Who? What's the miyut? The goy? Because we pass going to goy. Aval basijol of the vaz, not a mamzer, but that's a miyut. So maybe there, aim a modi l'shmuel. Maybe there, he would agree to Shmuel that the child is a vade mamzer. And if you only had that case, maybe only there by the Aris case, Rav says that, Mishum Deikala Mitzla Ba'aris. There's a good chance. She's an Arusa. She can't wait to be married, so maybe she couldn't wait, and she violated with her Aris. There's a good reason to say that that's who had happened to. Avo Baha Eimim Odi L'Shmuel. But in our case, maybe Odi L'Shmuel is only a Safek. Sricha. So that's why it's Sricha. Good. That is all approach number one, how to answer the stira between Rav and Shmuel. V'ibayezema la'olam lo tefach. Maybe don't switch it. Meaning go back to Rav saying mamzer vadai and Shmuel saying mamzer safek. Umay mamzer t'ka'ama Rav. When Rav said mamzer, the Gemara added on umutr b'mamzeres. Rav never said that. When Rav said that, lav mutr b'mamzeres. Elo t'asr b'bas Yisrael. It just means that this child of the Arusa, Sheibra, is Asura to marry Bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Ushmuel Amar Halat Shduki to Asur Bas Yisrael Elihachi Haino Derav. They're saying the same thing then. What's the Nafkamina? Ella my Shduki, what must Shmuel mean by saying Shduki? Ella my Shduki. He adds on something. Shemashtikin Osomi Din Kahuna. Right? You quiet him from having the din of a Kohen. Right? If the Arus is a Kohen, you don't treat the child like a Kohen. Says the Gemara, of course! Pshita! Hashim b'din Yisrael m'shat kinolai. If you don't allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael, midin kahuna mibay. Why, you have to say a Chiddush, he's not a Kohen? Of course not! Elamai shtuki, what's Shmuel adding? Shemeshat k'noso minichse aviv. You don't let him take part in the assets of his father. Says the Gemara, Pshita! Mi'adin avu amanu. You don't even know who the father is. What are you talking about? Again, how can you say that Shmuel says that that's what shtuki means? So let's read how the tough is. Maybe it means, let's say the kid says, I know he's my father. I know that guy. How does he know that guy's my father? Maybe the father admitted it to him, right? So I know, and he was toe-face. He grabbed some of the assets, some of the possessions. So that's what Shmuel's saying. You got to give it back. You don't say tfisa lo mafkinon. You have to give it back because there's no basis for his taking. V'ibayaseima, or maybe Shmuel is adding this element. My shtuki, biduki, shebot kinesimo, vomeres lakashin of altin emenes. You would trust the mother if she says it was to the arus. Come on, Rabbi Gamliel. Just like Rabbi Gamliel said, like we had in the first parak in Ksubis. That's the Gemara Harbar Shmuel Chada Zimna. Shmuel already paskin like Rabbi Gamliel elsewhere. Titznan. The Mishnah says there in Ksubis. Haisum uberes v'amr lavativa shol uberzu. If a woman is pregnant, then you ask her, who is the father? May ishploni v'koinu. Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer omer ne'amenes. Rabbi Shua omer ne'amenes. As we quoted that yesterday. V'yamar v'yud omer Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. So question marks. You explained Shmuel, wonderful, but there's no chiddush then. He already paskin like Rabbi Gamliel elsewhere. Answer, Sricha, De'i me hasam, if you only had over there, exactly what we said before, Hava mina hasam rov k'sher metzla, maybe Rabbi Gamliel only says kosher, or we only paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, where most of the world is kosher, aval hacha, he was talking about an arusa that became pregnant, the rov psula metzla, emalo, maybe he wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in that case, Sricha, he does. Good. We continue, still a lot more to go. Be'ezras Hashem. Tanya v'chein, Rabbi Elazar, quoting the Tosefta in Kiddushin, Rabbi Elazar also says, besides the chumra that he has in our Mishnah, v'cheina Rabbi Elazar omer kusi lo yisakusis. Not only could a mamzer not marry a shtuki or an asufi, a kusi can't marry a kusis. So we're going to have to figure that out. Why? They're both these non-Jews that were put into the world, put into Eretz Yisrael by Sancherem, as we'll get to. My time, right? What's the reason? Right? Tosis explains the question. Right? The question is, Mimanavshach. If Kusim are considered Mamzerim, they're both Mamzerim. And if they're both, not Mamzerim, and they're both, some type of Gerim, they have the same status. Either way. So, why would there be an Isser? So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Asa, this is number one. We're going to have a couple of tries. We're not going to get to the last try today. So anyway, a couple of tries. What exactly is the reason for Reb Elazar of Kusi Lo Yisakusis? Number one try. Amar Rav Yosef, Asa'u Keger La'achar Asar Adoros. Treat him like a ger, Ebenezer, right? La'achar Asar Adoros. A ger after 10 generations. Meaning, how far we know a ger can marry a mamzeris? For how long? For how long can a ger marry a mamzeris? Detanya, here it is. Ger ad asara doros mutter b'mamzeris. A ger, up until 10 generations, can marry a mamzeris. Mikan ve'elachatz b'mamzeris, but afterwards not. The Yeshomer, some say it's not 10. Achi ishtaka shema avodas kochav mimenu. Or, up until they don't call the, they're not known as their name of avodazar, their non-Jewish name anymore. This is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Just have it clear, because this is the sugyas of Yichus. The Gemara specifically is talking about if a ger marries a giores, their child could also marry a mamzeres. Because that child is still considered, regarding this halacha, even though the child is born Jewish. Ger and giores, up until 10 generations. We paskin, if a ger or a giores marries a born Jew, finish. That child cannot marry a ger or a giores, a mamzer or a mamzeres. The only, here, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Ger shenasa bas Yisrael, O Yisrael shenasa giores, havlad Yisrael l'chol davar, v'yosir b'mamzeres. The Gemara here is telling me, what if a ger and giores keep marrying each other? So that's where you have the machlokas. Does that go till 10 generations, or does that go till the Shem of Odezara is no longer? But either way, that's the first suggestion for Reb Elazar. Maybe Kusi can't marry a Kusis, so that's what we're talking about here. We give them the status of a ger after Asara Doros, that's why they can't marry each other. Right, Rashi? Lefisha nisyashnu b'Yisrael, they have been amongst the Jews for so long, v'nirin ki Yisrael, v'asar b'psulos lakaho, shema yomru Yisrael nasa psula. Right, they're usher to marry in, because the chashash is Yisrael will come to marry a psula. That's the chashash here. So the Gemara is going to say, "Amar Abai mi dami." Wait a minute. So I don't understand that. Hasam over there by a ger after 10 generations. You know what the problem is? He's trying to marry a Jew. Ger yashan umamzeres chadasha. If you have a ger after 12 generations wants to marry mamzeres, we're not going to remember the ger is a ger. So that's why there's a worry that this ger after 10 generations cannot marry a mamzeres. Amri bar Yisrael hu dekanas mamzeres. People will think that it's a full Jew marrying a mamzeres. It's terrible. But hacha. But what are you trying to explain? You're trying to explain a kusi and a kusis. They're the same thing. Idi v'idi ki adadininu. How can you say this is a svara for kusi li sakusis? Right, there's no chash here. Whatever the chash is, if people remember their kusim, then fine, both. If they don't remember their kusim, then that's also good. Right, so what's the svara? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. That didn't work. So Ella, try number two. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Reb Elazar Savala Krebi Yishmael, this Rebbe Yishmael Savala Krebi Akiva. Maybe Rebbe Yishmael, Reb Elazar holds like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning what? Reb Elazar sabalak Rabbi Yishmael. Reb Elazar holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Step one, da'amar kusim geire arayosim. Number one, kusim geire arayos. Right, we have a machlokas in Yevamis and elsewhere. The kusim, sefer malachim beis perag yud zayin, Sancherev, exiled the 10 tribes. That was the end of Malchei Yisrael. They're gone, and he put these other nations in there who they were attacked by the lions because they weren't keeping the Torah. How did they, and they knew it was an act from God. Right, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim there, the Radak says, how they know it was from God? Because the lions attacked them but didn't eat them. Right, the lions attacked them, but it wasn't like the lions were hungry. So they knew it was something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so that's why they realized that. So that's why they wanted to live, and they wanted to leave, but Sancheriv didn't let them leave, so they accepted Judaism. The question is, was that a real acceptance? Because the Navi describes there in Perek Yud Zayin that they kept doing Avodah Zarah, but it says they also accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was like a shituf. So was that a true Kabbalah originally? Geirei Emes says yes, and then they went off. Geri Arayah says even originally it was a faulty Kabbalah. So, maybe Reb Elazar holds like Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the Kusim were Geri Arayos, meaning originally it was not a good Kabbalah. V'Rabbi Yishmael, Savala Krabi Akiva, and Rabbi Yishmael also holds like Rabbi Akiva, to Amar, Obed Kochavim, the Eved, Abba Bas Yisrael, Avlan Mamzer. And that is why a Kusi cannot marry a Kusis, right, from that descendant, because maybe one of these people involved, the man or the woman, comes from a Kusi who was Boel a Bas Yisrael, and the child is a Mamzer, and maybe one of them comes from a Kusi who was Boel a Kusis, who the child is just a guy, and then converted or something, and then that would be, that's why Reb Elazar says a Kusi can't marry a Kusis. Ironically, if there was no Jew involved in this lineage, it would be better. Because a Jew involved in the lineage, you have a Mamzer issue. If both non-Jews, it would just be a non-Jew and a conversion. That's the Svara suggested for Rebbe Elazar. Try number two. There's a machlokes here. Eved Vakam Abba Bas Yisrael. Right? Could that, so that we pass in the Vazlan Mamzer, could that girl marry a Kohen? An Akum Haba Bas Yisrael, is that child to marry a Kohen? The Shulchan Aruch says, Pagum Lekuhuna. Shulchan Aruch Pagum Lekuhuna, if the father is a guy. Piske Tosfos right here says that the child is considered a guy. We don't pass in that way, everybody argues, but the Shulchan Aruch says Pagum. There's a beautiful Yamshel Shlomo in Yevamis. In Tezayin Mabez, not the Amshel Shlomo, it's the Marshal on the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the Marsha, where the Marshal says, it depends how they act. If they act like a Jew, then they're Ksheira Lekahuna. If they act like a Goy, they're Hisnagos. It depends on the behavior of the child. Because Meikra, then we pass, not a Mamzer, Pagum. But it's not Usser to a Kohen. Pagum, okay, to look at what that means. Let's continue though. Says the, again, the Shochana, the Gemara has second possibility for a Belazar. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that doesn't work. Umi Sarvalo Rabbi Shmuel like Rabbi Akiva. Does Rabbi Shmuel really hold like Rabbi Akiva that Eved Va'akum, Abba Ba'Yisrael, Avad is a Mamzer? If you have Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sure Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says even less than that. Minayin lo b'kochavim v'Eved. Shabo, ala kohenes v'ala via v'Abba Yisrael, shepsalua. How do you know that a goy who is Boel, a kohenes l'via apostle, sir, shenemar, ubas kohen, ki tiyana almana ugrusha, v'zera ein la. What does that mean? Talking about a bas kohen going back to her father's house, if she didn't have any children. Misha yesh lo almanas v'gerishin. She only goes back to her father's house for truma if she had been married to someone who she could become an almana and a grusha from. Yatza akum the eved she'ein lo almanas v'gerishin. So Rabbi Shmuel says she does not go back to eating truma if she had been with a guy. Says the Gemara, and if it's like we want to suggest, that he holds the child as a mamzer, hashta mamzer, mamzer have, mifsal bibiyasumi boy, he would create mamzerim if he would have had a child with his wife. So you're asking me whether she's nifselis bibiyah from going back to her father's house? Meaning it can't be that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva that the child is a mamzer. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. So modify. Don't say, similar to answer number two, but not exactly. What do we say? Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Forget the middle step. Rabbi Elazar holds like both of them. El Rabbi Elazar, Savar like Rabbi Shmuel, Da'amar Kusim Giri Arayas, Vis Savar like Rabbi Akiva, Da'amar Avikacham Eved, Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. So just skip the middle step. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Period. So now the Gemara says, that also doesn't work. Umi Savar lo Rabbi Elazar k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar also does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, he says it b'feirish. Af al pi shenech luku b'shamay b'shilal. B'tzaros, even though b'shamay b'shilal argue about co-wives, right, first Mishnah in Yevamis, whether tzares erva is pater from Yivim Mechalitza or Chayiv Machlokas, Beisilah Beishamai, even though they have a machlokas about that, modim, they agree, she'ein mamzer, ella mimi she'isuro iser erva, va'anish kares. So you see that Rebbe Elazar does not hold like Rebbe Akiva. Eved va'akum, shabab as Yisrael, the vod is not a mamzer. Right? So that's why number three is knocked out. So this is number four. We're not going to do it now because it continues. It's one long sentence. Let's just do who says it. Ella, number four, Kiyasa Ravin. When Ravin came, remember we've often said, whenever you have a Ravdimi, Ravin is usually on the horizon. Kiyasa Ravin, Amr B'chia Bar Abba, Amr B'yochanan, Amr B'yochanan, Amr B'yabba Bar Zavda, Amr B'chanina, V'yamri La, Amr B'yakob Bar Idi, Amr B'shua Ben Levi, Shalosh Machlokas Badavar. Really, there are three ways to understand the psukim about Kusim. And based on those ways, you will understand Rebbe Elazar's shita why Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. That explanation is not going to be given to the 15th line on the next Amud, but that's the introduction to the fourth pshat of why Rabbi Elazar is kusi lo yisa kusis. By the way, there is a major, very important machlokas Rishonim here, Tosfos here and Tosfos in Yavamis, about what we just mentioned before, about ironically it might be worse to marry the Jew than the non-Jew. What level of Isser is it for a Jew to be with a non-Jew? Bitsina. Right? Bif arhesya kanon pogenbo. That's the halacha. We learned that from Pinchas. What about a Jew, Rachman al-Islan, being mezana with a non-Jew? Is it better with a non-Jew or better with a Jew? So al t'chil Hashem is probably better with but it's worse with a non-Jew. Chil Hashem. But mitzad halacha. Not just mitzad the iser bia shibo. So is it worse to be with an Ashes ish Jew or to be with a guy? So Pashas is worth to be with a Jew. Pashas. With a non-Jew, Machlokas Rishonim. Is that a very chamor ancient Isser Derabanan or Isser Daraisa? That's a Machlokas. 2 days in Tosfos here, 2 days in Tosfos in Yavamis, but that is an important sugya related. Remember, there's even a Deya out there, Rabbeinu Tam, right, it's made famous for people on the first parak of Ksubis Dav Gimel or so, right, Rabbeinu Tam says it's not Gili Arayis, it's not called Gili Arayis for purposes of Yeharik Val Yavar, right, remember the sugya of Tibol Lehegmon Tchila, the Gemara says, but it's not Usser, Rabbeinu Tam says it's not called Gili Arayis, meaning even if something is an Isser Bia, it might not be Arayis, that's Rabbeinu Tam's Bichidish, and there are other Rishonim argue with that. Right, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, whether there's it's considered Yehari Val Yavar or not. But this is one of the sugyas. This, because of what we just said about comparing Mamzer to a guy, this and also the Gemara's in the end of the first parak in Yavamas discuss this issue. What is the level of Isser for Bia with a guy, Bit Sinna? But for Esi, it's Zaraisa, Bit Sinna, there is a Machlo. That's obviously Usser Shebasurim, and it's terrible, and it's Chil Hashem, and it's an Isser Bia too. The question is, what level Isser Bia is it? That's a discussion here in the postgame. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next, I'm not going to be giving the next couple of days. I'm going to be away, I'm going to be in London. And but Be'ez Hashem will pick up. I did not give the daf on Sunday, so I'll be getting it up. But Be'ez Hashem will pick up back here on Monday. Okay, we'll stop here.